From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barra.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. This great Imam was one of the founders of the jurisprudence of the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them all. He was one of the founders of the very jurisprudence of the Ahlul Bayt that represented creation, originality, and the progress of intellect. Scholars have reported from Imam al-Jawad a wonderful variety of wisdom and literature regarding noble deeds and conducts that are among the most precious maxims dealing with different educational and moral and ethical issues.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, the ninth divinely appointed Imam from the household of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear friends, we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam lived in an era where moral and ethical degradation and corruption was taking place. Of course, this was due to the fact that the overall Islamic Ummah and the environment began to move away from the pure and original teachings of Islam. And of course, this was due to the fact that these champions and these masters and these divinely appointed Imams and leaders of Islam were cast aside, and in their place, tyrants and despots and arrogant individuals came to power, of course, which ruined the Muslim Ummah slowly but surely. Now, in this kind of environment where we find that this moral decadence has been increasing, we find that Imam al-Jawad spoke about moral virtues. He spoke about this reformation of the Muslim Ummah in order to bring it back online. Now, one of the things that we also saw was that there was a relative influx of wealth at the time of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Now, sure, this wealth was pretty much, you know, limited to certain groups of people or certain strata in the society. So we did have this kind of very un-Islamic class system and this very un-Islamic and unequal distribution of wealth. Nonetheless, we do find that overall there was an influx of wealth in the Muslim Ummah. So when one of the companions of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam asked His Eminence about blessings, you know, in their different various shapes and forms. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam replied to the companion and said that the blessing that is not thanked for becomes a sin that is not forgiven. And so we find here, dear brothers and sisters, that being ungrateful to the blessings that the Almighty Allah has given us is one of the sins that are not forgiven. And unfortunately, it is something that many of us do not take into consideration. We must realize all the various different blessings that we have in our lives. And so here, as we find in this conversation, Imam al-Jawad is pointing out to this fact that these blessings that we have in our life are something that must be appreciated, and we must be grateful to the Almighty Allah. And of course, this is, you know, something that we find even in the Holy Quran, where ungratefulness is equated to a shirk and to kufr, and that one who is not grateful and one who is not thankful to the Almighty Allah for their blessings is committing a sin. And how unfortunate it is that we have so many countless blessings in our life. If we start to count them, we will probably not be able to finish, right? Blessings such as health, life, you know, the ability to breathe, the ability to see, the ability to hear, the ability to speak and walk, or, you know, our families, our wives, our children, our parents, our siblings, our friends, our companions, you know, our relationship with God, you just keep on going and you will find that there are so many blessings in our lives. And, you know, when you appreciate the blessings that you have, not only do you build a stronger connection and a more intimate relationship with the Almighty Allah, but at the same time, you begin to have this very positive energy and this positive spiritual feeling within yourself, because you realize all of the different blessings that you have. And of course, on the other hand, if we don't appreciate these blessings, we will not be able to create a healthy and intimate relationship with the Almighty Allah. And along with that, we will constantly have a negative view about our lives because we aren't taking into consideration everything that we have. And of course, the farther we go from these spiritual and moral ideals, the more, you know, we go towards the path of darkness, and all of this in itself becomes a sin that is not forgiven. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad, alayhi salam.
And now we invite you to listen to Shaykh Winay Keita about Imam al-Jawad, alayhi salam.
There were two issues. There was the age of the imam and the color of the imam, na'udhu billah. Probably the color was used as a pretext to cover up with the age issue, that once that part was covered, then they would go to something else. Because they knew that this wouldn't really stand up, that this wouldn't really, that there's no way Imam Ridha would accept these arguments. No way. They knew that much. But they protested anyways, because it was seen to be countercultural. It was seen to be unusual. It was seen to be against the norms, which were jahil, and the reality that the imam is showing as being the true Islam and the seerah of the Prophet, which shows that we don't need to learn today that there are cultural norms that are against, whether it be in our communities or our families, that are contrary to the teachings of Islam. Rather, these conflicts occurred very early on in Islamic history, in the early period of Islam. And these are some of the lessons that we can learn from the life of Imam al-Jawad, which is we have to ask ourselves, where does our allegiance lie? Does our allegiance lie with a set of cultural norms, with a set of constitutions, with a set of bylaws, with a set of this, you know, lives matter, and this charter, and that charter, and this charter, and that charter, the ones that we write with our own hands? Some of it may be true, some of it may not be true. Some of it may be right, some of it may not be right. Or does our allegiance lie with the Book of Allah and the Seerah and the Sunnah of the Masumeen? This is a very important test for us in how we treat others, in our marriages, how we conduct them, all of these things. All of these things. These are all the things we can learn from the struggle of Imam al-Jawad.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.